Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus for Armin Roni Marasi Sheyuchiu, Nechagito Bas Rabchaim Tzvi, Simcha Ben Nechagito, and the whole world, Shani Vashi B'Tshuva Solam, Roshita Ben Peshet Dina, Bracha Batzdacha B'chol Maase Yadav, and the Rambam, in the second parak of Hilchos Shabbos, Te'alacha Tezayin, he writes, Shama Shetava Tinok Biyam Uparis Mitsuda Alosa Vela Dagan Bilvad Pater Miklum. Let's say a person heard that a baby was drowning. He spread out a net to save the baby, and instead of getting the baby, he got fish. So he ended up fishing out the fish, which is obviously Asar on Shabbos, but he's Pater because he intended to save the baby. He wanted to do the mitzvah of saving the baby, so he's Pater. So this is what emerges from the Sugyan Menachat of Samach Dalet Amid Aleph. It's not mafurish what the Rambam writes when he was Malad Dog in Bilvad, but that's the source of the Rambam. And this Din Be'etzem, where he just got the Dogim, the Rambam was Mechadesh Misvara De Nafshe. It's the Rambam's own Svara, that if he put the net in the water and he only got fish, he didn't get anything else, so the din is that he is pater miklum, he's pater. So we have to understand what the Rambam was mechadesh, because the Rambam already paskin in Perek Beis of Hilchos Shabbos in Halacha Zion, Chol Shamdu Rofim Lahavilo Gorgeros Achas, Ratzo Asar Ben Adam Lahavilo Asar Eser Gorgeros, Bevas Achas, Kulam Turim Miklum, Afilo Viu Bezachar Zeb, Afilo Hivri Berishona, Shere Kulam Berishus Heviu. So if 10 people, if a person was sick, the doctor said he needs one Gorgeros, he needs one fig, 10 people run, they bring him 10 figs all at once, they're all pater. And even if they bring one after the other, and even if you already got better from the first one, they're all pater because they all brought it brishus. The makor of this halacha is an open gemara there in Menachas of Samach Dalet Aleph. So it's pashit that since the chol already got healthy from the first grogeres, all the other grogeres that they bring are like the case of someone who wanted to save the baby, but he ended up getting the fish, meaning he didn't do anything constructive. What he wanted to do, what was mutter on Shabbos. So what's the chiddush here of the Rambam? Lenin mehela dagim bilvad. What's the chiddush of the Rambam when he tells us if he only got fish? If he only got fish, he's pater. That's the same as people who brought him the fig, and he was already healed. So in both cases, you had people who did a malacha in order to save a life, but they ended up not saving the life. So, just like your pater in the first case, when they brought him the figs unnecessarily, so to their pater in the second case, his pater in the second case where he got fish instead of the baby. So why does the Rama have to write the second case? It's the same as the first case. So in the Sefer Ha'ari Kedem, page Resh Pei Aleph, it is reported that Rav Soloveitchik explained as follows. Rambam writes, Mefakchin pikuach nefesh b'shabbos vein tzarach litol rishus mibeisdin. You're allowed to pikuach nefesh on Shabbos as an halacha tezayin, and you don't have to ask rishus from beisdin. Why does the Rambam write that here? The whole perek and the Rambam is talking about pikuach nefesh docha Shabbos. The Rambam should have written it at the get-go. So it appears, Shekol Devrei Rambam Tchilas HaPerek Hem Din Chol HaSheish Bo Sakana. As the Rambam writes in Halacha Aleph, Tchui Shabbos Eitzel Sakanas Nefashos, Shabbos is Tchuyah, and therefore Chol HaSheish Bo Sakana, Osno Kol Tzrachov B'Shabbos. So we're talking about a Chol HaSheish Bo Sakana. But the Rambam here in Halacha Tezayin is talking about Pikuach Nefesh, Ba Mefakhin Es Hagal, Altinok Shetava Beyam. So this is a completely different din, as we're going to explain. The Raman Alacha Beis writes, Besof Alacha Klol Shel Davar, Shabbos Lekavei Chol Shishbo Sakana Reyo Kuchol Lechol Advarim, Shud Sarech Lehem. Val Zeh Sovim Kol Divrei Raman Beperek Zeh. That the Klal of Shabbos is, Chol Shishbo Sakana, it's like a weekday for everything he needs. And that's what the Rambam's words in this parak are revolving around. So now it would appear that if you have a chol shesh bo sakana, since vadai yesh kan chol lefaneinu, av she yesh kamas sveikos, im tzarech l'chala bavuro, kumo shkosev Rambam ba'alocha aleph, aval sof sof mikeven she yesh kan vadai chole, v'gam she acholi hu begufo shel achole, v'u atzim v'sukin lomus, אם כן חול בו היתר של ביקוח נפש בתרץ ועדה, בנתחת שבס יצל ונעסס כחול. So, in English, it would appear that if you have a chola שיש בו סכונה, since we have a chola לפנינו, so even if there are a number of sveikas, if you have to be מחל שבס, like the Rambam writes in הלכה א', but סוף סוף, since it's a ועדה חולה, and the chol is in the גוף החול, and he's מסוכן למוס, so there's a heter of ביקוח נפש בתרץ ועדה, and שבס is pushed away, it's like chol. Like the Rambam writes in Halacha Beis, Sheitz Halachol Apaku Kol Isurei Shabbos. And therefore, it's Pashut, what it says in the Gemara, in Menachas Samach Dalet Amar Aleph, and the Rambam in Halacha Zayin, that since Shabbos is pushed away, Mikoch Bikoch Nefesh Halachol, Bezeh Gamim Ratzu Asara Beviu Asar Sir Grogos, there, even if 10 people run, and they bring him 10 figs, one after the next, the last guy is Potter, even the last guy is Potter, because there's a Techi of Adois on Shabbos. Umikach also din Techiya Huva Hagrogeres. So you have this definite Techi of Shabbos, and because of that din Techiya, the Grogeres was brought. So even though the Chol already got better, there's no Chol Shabbos, because the Maisa was done because of a Heter of Techi of Adois. So again, that's all in the world of being doiche Shabbos for chole, chole shesh bo sakana. However, the Rambam Halacha Tezayin brings the heter of pikuach nefesh lagabe sakonis pikuach nefesh, and that's what it means. The Rambam in Halacha Tezayin, where he says that mefakhin. Pikuach nefesh b'Shabbos. That's in Perek Beis in Halacha Tezayin. Mefakchin pikuach nefesh b'Shabbos. Ve'ein tzarech lito rishus mi beis din. Ve'amakdim lahatzil na nefesh areza meshubach. And then he brings the halacha of seeing the baby falling into the water. Etc. etc. So that's like the halacha, this mefakhin pikoch nefesh, like the halacha mefakhin is hagal. That also if an avalanche of rocks falls on somebody, misha nafalav mapoles, and you're not sure if he's there, so you're allowed to move this muksa in order to save him. So there's a suffek if there's even anybody there. You're not even sure if the guy is there. And not only that, but the sakana is not in his goof. The sakana is outside of his goof. So there, just on the maisa hatzala gufe, there's a heter of pikuach nefesh just to actually save the person. But you can't say that Shabbos is like chol l'chol dvrei l'chol tzarchei mesukan. Because even though the din is that even on safek pikuach nefesh were mechal Shabbos, that's because even Safek Hatzala is a Hatzala. When you're trying to save somebody, you're Mesupik, if you have to save somebody, you try to save them, so that's considered the act of saving. You're doing an act of saving a life, which is Mataran Shabbos, even if Befal, he's not there. But your act is an act of Hatzala. But Shabbos is not considered a weekday by Pikuach Nefesh, where it's like Mefakhen is Hagal, and the Iker Heter and Dechia is only chal klapei the maisa hatzala, but you can't say Shabbos becomes like chol, like we say when there's a person in who's very ill, it's called a sheshbo sakana. And also when you see a tinok shenofel ayam, so there we don't know if he's alive b'chlal. And if he's alive, the sakana is not begufo mamish, it's something outside of him, it's the water. So therefore there also, the whole heter of pikuach nefesh, to spread out the net and to fish him out, is only ad kama shebiyado lahatzilo. That's only as much as he can actually save him. So there's a heter for the ikar hatzalah. But you can't say that Shabbos became like chol to you. It's not a dechia gemura al kol haShabbos etzal hachole. Just this particular maisa hatzalah is permitted. And the Rambam writes, you do pikuach nefesh and Shabbos, and you don't need to ask permission from the Beis Din. And the Rambam's makor is the Bryson Yuma Pei Dalet Amit Beis, and the Iker Chiddush is that even though he's doing Malacha Letzarko Agav Hatzalas HaNefesh Ein Sarech Rishus Mi Beis Din Alzeh. So he's doing Malacha in order to save the Nefesh. You don't need to take Rishus from Beis Din. Like the Rambam says, in Halacha Tes Zayin, in Halacha Yud Zayin, that he does what he has to do quickly in order to save the person, and you don't have to be Notel Rishus, Mi Beis Din. Now in Halacha Tes Zayin and Yud Zayin, it's talking about cases where the person also gets a benefit from saving the life. Tinok fell into a boar, for example, and he uproots a chulia, and he's metake in a madrega in the boar. Now there's a step made in the boar, so he's fine. He's not considered a chilul Shabbos, or he brought up the baby. Together with fish, so he's also putter. So in these cases, I'm just giving a couple of examples, you can look there and see more examples, he's together with his Maisa Hatzala, he's also doing something for his own benefit. There we say that there's a heter of Pikuach Nefesh, he's not over on Chilul Shabbos. But when it comes to Achol Shish Bo Sakana, the Rambam doesn't give cases where he also has his own benefit and therefore he's pater. And the reason is Pashut. Because when we're talking about Achol Shish Bo Sakana, Shabbos is Nitches Etzlo. Shabbos is pushed away from him. So of course if he gets his own benefit, he's not going to be Chayiv. Because for him, Shabbos is pushed away. When he's trying to save this Chola, Shabbos is pushed away. But here, Shabbos isn't pushed away. All that's mutter is the Etzem Maisa Hatzalah. So you would think that if together with the Maisa Hatzalah, he also had some personal benefit from this Chilul Shabbos, he'd be Chayiv. So there, the Rambam is to tell us the Chiddush that no, despite the fact that he had benefit, he's still not over on Chilul Shabbos, because there's two different categories here. There's Chol Shish Bo Sakana, where Shabbos is Nitches Etzlo, which is most of the parak, and then at the end of the parak, the Rambam talks about where the person, towards the end of the parak, in the middle of the parak, the Rambam talks about where the person is saving a life, Pikuach Nefesh, not a Chol Shish Bo Sakana. He's doing a Maisa Hatzala. There the Chiddush is that even though together with the Maisa Hatzala he's also getting his own benefit, and even though all that's mutter is the etz and Maisa Hatzala, but sof kol sof he's putter because he's doing a Maisa Hatzala. But that's a chiddush that does not have to be taught to us when it comes to Chol Shesh Bo Sakana, because there Shabbos is nitches, Shabbos is pushed away. So based on this we can understand the chiddush of the Rambam, that if he was Parish and Meparis and Metzuda, he spread out a net and all he got was dogim, he's pater. And we said, what's the chiddush? How's the Rambam telling us anything more then the din of 10 grogros. In both cases, the same thing is happening. There's unnecessary chilul. He's trying to save a life. But in the end, he does unnecessary chilul Shabbos. It wasn't necessary what he did to save a life, either because he brought up the dugim and not the tinok, or because they brought him grogros after he'd already been saved. He already got the grogros he needed. So what do we need both halachas for? The second halacha seemingly superfluous, but the answer is no. That there we're talking about a chol of a Shabbos. We're talking about in the first halacha of Asara Grogoros that a Shabbos is a chol chol dvarea. Shabbos is like a weekday. And there's a techia, a chol es or Shabbos, b'chol anyana matzrichim l'chole. So therefore, the bringing of the Grogoros is done b'koch heter vadai. And even if the basof, the chola, doesn't need it, nevertheless, since there was a sfeik of tzarech chola, that's all included in the ikra techi of Shabbos, and it's a maisa of heter gamor, and therefore the role potter. But here, the whole heter is only for the maisa hatzala itself, and Shabbos isn't kachola chol dvareha. So you might think there, if in the end all he got was the fish, and he didn't do a maisa hatzala, there was no saving of any human being, he'd be over b'shogeg. So come mashmal on the Rambam that even though Shabbos isn't kachol l'chol dvareha, since he did it birshus, it's not considered a maisa of chilul Shabbos. He did it birshus, he did it al pidin, so he's b'seder gamor. So kum dais from everything we said that there are two separate din, and there's a din of chol l'shesh b'sakana, and there's a din of pikuach nefesh v'hatzala. If you don't have a chol lefaneinu, you're just trying to save someone's life. The chol is that Shabbos is like chol. Mashen kim b'shat pikuach nefesh b'makom sakana. A nafkamina might be what we see in the Rambam and Halacha Yud Gimel. Bosan lakol tzricha, bein sham tzricha and bein sham eini tzricha. You do all of the needs of a yoledes, whether she says she needs it or she doesn't say she needs it. So it would appear that this whole head there is only in the din of pikuach nefesh shel chola. There the Ram writes in Halacha Beis, Shabbos legabei chola shesh bo sakana reiko chola chola dvarim shutzarech lehem. But in the din of mefakenes hagal or in the din of tinuk shenafal hayam, you only do what's needed for the gufa hatzala. But Shabbos isn't like chol. So for example, ein madlikin es ha'or letzarech nefesh she'omdim lefakech min hagal. You don't light the candle. But for a chaya, you would light a candle. For a woman who's giving birth, and you do. So that'd be a possible nafkamina between these two dinim. When you're dealing with a chole, so you do kol tzrecha. And whether she says tzricha and whether she says ain't tzricha. You do all of her needs, whether she claims she needs it or she doesn't claim she needs it. If you think she needs it, then you do it for her. But these laws are much stricter, much less flexible when it comes to a fakanis hagal. There, whatever is needed for the actual hatzala, you do. But anything misavi, which isn't necessary for the actual hatzala, if it isn't absolutely necessary, then Shabbos is not like chol, and you're not allowed to do it. So Mirtz Hashem Darkeinu, I hope we return to these Rambams because there is just so much amazing Torah to say. Shalom, shalom, sweetie.